With the state of today's economy, it is more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made of the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back into your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
Now to the US. New Yorkers are casting their final votes for a new mayor. Now, this is a very closely watched race, of course, that could see Zohran Mamdani become the city's first ever Muslim mayor and the New York's youngest mayor in over a century. He spoke to supporters shortly after casting his votes.
We are on the brink of making history in our city, on the brink of saying goodbye to a politics of the past. A politics that tells you what it can't do and really what it means to say is what it won't do. And to usher in a new era in this city.
Yes, very interesting race, that one. Let's go to our correspondent in Washington, D.C., Simon Marks. So good morning, Simon. And before we do go to New York, just a word on Dick Cheney, who has died overnight. A huge figure in U.S. politics, particularly during the Bush years.
Yes, absolutely. George W. Bush's running mate and vice president, of course, Corinne, Dick Cheney, who has passed away at the age of 84. He'd struggled with ill health for quite a while. He'd had a number of heart attacks and heart surgery, and his death was announced earlier today by his family. I mean, in an earlier era, Dick Cheney reveled in being considered the dark prince of American politics. He actually enjoyed it when people compared him to Darth Vader from Star Wars. And there are, of course, many people out there who think that Dick Cheney should have been charged with war crimes for what took place in Iraq after the Al-Qaeda terrorist attacks of September the 11th, 2001 on the United States. Dick Cheney, a principal architect of George W. Bush's decision to send troops in to oust Saddam Hussein from power in Iraq, citing the existence of weapons of mass destruction that, of course, never later materialized. Dick Cheney had absolutely no regrets about the loss of life that took place in Iraq, including around 4,000 U.S. service personnel. He once told an interviewer, "It's the Middle East. Stuff happens there." But that really only emboldened his critics, who argued that he should have faced some kind of legal recourse for being the architect of that war. His political career stretched all the way back to the Nixon era. He, of course, basically selected himself for the position of vice president because he was running the energy giant Halliburton when George W. Bush asked him to draw up a short list of possible running mates. And by the time that process was over, Dick Cheney was sitting down and telling George W. Bush that he had concluded that the only candidate up to the task was one Dick Cheney. In the latter stages of his life, he, of course, completely separated himself from the Republican Party that he had loved throughout his operating life as a politician because of Donald Trump, turning against Donald Trump. And it's notable today we've seen no statement issued by the White House mourning or even noting the passing of Dick Cheney. Remember that Dick Cheney's daughter, former Republican Congresswoman Liz Cheney, co-chaired the congressional investigation into the insurrection by Trump's supporters up on Capitol Hill on January the 6th, 2021. And there is a tremendous amount now of enmity between the Cheneys and the Trumps as a result of all of that.
Indeed. It's interesting, too, when you think about how much the Republican Party has changed, given that and Dick Cheney's position there on MAGA. Let's talk about the Democratic Party, because these elections today are critical in terms of its rebuild following its drubbing to Donald Trump at the recent election. Mamdani, he's portrayed as a socialist, but the things that strike me about him is his ability to be, in a Trump-like way, talk to voters in an authentic way, and I know he uses social media, but also talk about cost of living, and he seems to have done that very effectively.
Yes, absolutely. So Zoran Mamdani is 34, and by tonight he will be the toast of particularly left-wing Democrats all over the United States, because he is, it's pretty clear, going to romp to victory in this race to become New York City's next mayor. He will become the first Muslim and the first Indian American to become mayor of New York City, and also the first self-professed democratic socialist. But his campaign has absolutely been populist, imbued with a raft of policies that many Democratic Party grandees consider deeply radical. He wants to make bus travel free in New York City. He wants to extend the regulated rents that are in place on more than a million properties in New York City. He's talking about opening initially 5 city-owned supermarkets in New York in a bid to try and impact the soaring price of groceries in the Big Apple. All of that makes him anathema, of course, to the titans of finance and commerce in New York, and indeed to President Trump, who only yesterday suggested that voters should not back the Republican in the race, Curtis Sliwa, who stands no chance of winning in a Democratic stronghold like New York. He urged voters to go and back the disgraced former governor of New York, Andrew Cuomo, who was Me Too'd out of office but is now trying to become New York's next mayor. There are, though, problems looming for the Democrats arising out of these elections, because Mamdani will win in New York with that left-wing populist message. But just down the road from us here in Washington, in Virginia, Abigail Spanberger is about, we think, to become the first woman governor of Virginia, a centrist Democrat who has told the party's supporters to stop even using the word socialist. She said to candidates all over the country, "We can't use words like socialist because they turn the American people off." So if she wins tonight and Mamdani wins in New York, I mean, the party will still face an internecine struggle to figure out exactly what kind of message to embrace if it wants to take on and vanquish Donald Trump's MAGA movement.
Yeah, well, it's going to make for a fascinating primary whenever that race starts to form up for the presidency. Just finally, too, New Jersey, is that in play?
Yes, it is. New Jersey is interesting. There's a Democrat there hoping to win, Mickey Sherrill. She's up against Jack Chattarelli, a Republican endorsed by Donald Trump. The Republicans are going to be nervous about New Jersey because President Trump has made considerable headway there politically and in other parts of New York State as well. So they have hopes of trying to eke out a victory there. All of these races, of course, serving as a bit of a barometer of public opinion, at least in New York, New Jersey and Virginia, about Donald Trump at the very moment that his approval rating slips to its lowest level ever. 63% of the country saying they now disapprove of Donald Trump's time in office since January. But by contrast, 68% of the public saying the Democrats, they think, are out of touch.
Thank you very much, Simon. Good to talk to you. That is Simon Marks, Washington, D.C. correspondent with a number of U.S. election races on. We'll update you throughout the day when those results are confirmed.